The Spiritual Freedom Show with Richard Lawrence, where politics is not the answer, materialism counts for nothing, and spirituality will set you free.
Welcome to the Spiritual Freedom Show Ukraine Conflict Special. My name is Richard Lawrence, and this is an Ethereus podcast. And I'm speaking to you now on Saturday, February the 26th, 2022. Russia has invaded its neighboring country, Ukraine, and is in the process of using military power to conquer it. The Ukraine army and some of its citizens are resisting, and the result is terrible bloodshed, with hundreds dead already on both sides and many injured. Western nations are supporting Ukraine with military equipment, with financial measures, with some aid, but these haven't stopped this tragic conflict as I speak to you now. Now, the Spiritual Freedom Show is not a news program, and under normal conditions, we are looking at more important issues such as the salvation of the human race, our revolution back to God through the cosmos, and high issues, all taken from what I believe to be the greatest set of teachings on earth, the nine freedoms. And I'll talk about that more in a moment. But it would be completely wrong if on this occasion, while war is raging, and while some are predicting the worst conflict since World War II, if we talked about anything else other than the Ukraine conflict today. And especially when you consider that in this day and age, as we always stress on the Spiritual Freedom Show, service is what really matters. And we can, and this is the good news, if you like, in a very dark hour, we can do something about this. Millions around the world from many nations are filled with dismay and a sense of helplessness, leading in some cases to anger and depression. If ever we needed a spiritual solution, that time is now. And on the Spiritual Freedom Show, I can tell you that there really is one. It won't remove our sorrow and probably our disgust at the unfolding calamity in Eastern Europe, but it gives us an answer, which, if enough people are willing to use it, that is a big if, will change our world. Now, as I said earlier, this show is inspired by what I and my producer, who I'd like to mention here, Darren Ball, who really keeps this show together and puts a lot of work into it, and very great work too. We believe this to be the greatest set of teachings ever given to Earth, and that's the nine freedoms. And in fact, in the Ethereum Society, and that's the organization through which those teachings are propagated and published, it is confirmed by other sources, and especially by the founder of the society, who was my personal teacher, and I'm honored to say, very close friend, the late Dr. George King. The nine freedoms were transmitted through Dr. King over 60 years ago while he was in a deep state of yogic trance, which some of you, I'm sure, will have heard of, known as Samadhi. I'm sure you'll have heard of it, but in a different context, if you have heard of it, not as used in mediumship. And that's where Dr. King really marked himself out from any other medium I know of, and from yogis of old who really entered the state for their own bliss, their own enlightenment, not to be channels for great wisdom to be shared with the world as a whole. Now, the communicator of the nine freedoms is Mars Sector 6, which is a pseudonym, and it suggests that he comes, as he does, from a very high level of existence on Mars, so high that it probably wouldn't be visible or detectable to anyone on Earth, even if they could get to Mars with the most advanced equipment available on our world. But Mars Sector 6 is so elevated that he is more than a teacher. He's actually an emissary of what we could call, and we do call karma. And as such, he's a deliverer of truth and a definer of law in these days, in this day and age. And this means we can bet our lives on the statements he makes. And may I say, as a presenter of this show, I found, having spent hundreds of hours, I do mean hundreds of hours over the years, contemplating, meditating, analyzing the statements in the Nine Freedoms, that the more you do so, the greater the wisdom which is forthcoming. Now, in every show, we play a recorded extract of a statement made by Mars Sector 6 through the mediumship of Dr. King in 1961. And I think we couldn't really have picked a more relevant extract for this Ukraine conflict special than the one that I'm going to ask Darren to play for you in a moment. So just bear in mind what you're listening to is this teaching, and in this case, it's coming from the second of these nine freedoms. They were delivered on nine separate occasions, and this is the second one. The freedom in question is love, and you're hearing a recording of it exactly as it was delivered on that occasion. It's very short. It answers the problem we face today in Ukraine. So, Darren, would you please play the extract?
Love is the transmuter of war. It is the creator of peace.
Please don't underestimate the simplicity of that statement, because if we know what love is, and that's something that many don't really understand, I have to say, but if we do, it says it all. Love is the transmuter of war. It is the creator of peace. So there's the answer. Very simple. Just one word says it all. L-O-V-E, love. But the problem is, it's one of the most misused words in the English language. And in the second of these nine freedoms, Mars Sector 6 tells us exactly what love is. It's not an emotion, not even in its highest state and aspect of mind, because it is above mind. It is an energy, a force, a power for good and only for good, which can be channeled, transmitted, generated, sent, shared, radiated, felt in a tangible way as the energy it is. It's a real energy, not an imaginary one, not just a visualization. It really exists. It really can be contacted. It really can be radiated. And as such, it is the transmuter of war. It's as simple and liberating as that. Now, anyone can do it, regardless of their belief system, regardless of their background. Anyone can do it. And to one degree or another, at times, many people do, whether they realize it or not. You can be in the presence of someone who, I think in the old days, they call it the bedside manner. And for a doctor, and somebody would be healed more by that than by the medicine. Because that particular doctor or nurse or carer is radiating, maybe unbeknown to themselves, love energy. That's on the personal level, but it can be harnessed and directed in a very effective way to create peace. And if enough people do it, it will create peace. It must create peace, because it's an energy which has to manifest through mind in the world. It's above mind, but it has to manifest through mind in the world. It's higher than mind, but it must affect everything lower than itself. That's one of the aspects of law. And even if only one person did it, and you were that person, maybe you never thought you could do this, but you do it, you would make a difference in the world. Now, one of the reasons right now that so many feel helpless and distressed, and we're hearing about this, and I'm not just talking about people in the conflict, of course they feel helpless and distressed, we're talking also about people all over the world who care. And thank God they do care. That in itself is a wonderful thing. What kind of person would it be if this terrible news we're all seeing at the moment and reading about had no effect on us? That's one reason. But the other reason, because they've been led to believe that there is nothing whatsoever that they can do about it. That is a debilitating feeling, isn't it? If you're in a situation and you're told and you believe there's nothing I can do about this, that's the real root of stress that can cause disease, that can cause depression. Good news again, you can do something about it. And if I may I tell you, it's not true that you can't do anything about it. You really can. You can do something very powerful indeed that will make a difference every time you do it. You can send love energy to the Ukraine conflict, to all the people involved in it. And by the way, from wherever they may come, maybe they're Ukrainians, maybe they're Russians, maybe they're any other, this is above nationality, this energy. It can go out and it will make a difference. You can send love energy in a focused, directed way. And we're going to do this, by the way. We're not a theoretical show. In a moment, I'm going to invite one of our, in the Ethereum Society, most senior people, happens to be my dear wife, but a wonderful prayer and a wonderful taker of services, as many know who attend her services. And she's going to, just in a moment, lead us in a prayer we can all do for this situation. And through it, through that prayer, and as I say, regardless of our belief system, whatever religion or none, because if you don't believe in God, you can still believe in good, and love energy is good. We're going to join in with her in a moment, and we're going to send love energy in a focused, directed way. And again, the word prayer is another very misunderstood word. And Dr. King, in his brilliance, and he was brilliant, I strongly recommend him to you. If you haven't come across Dr. George King, please investigate him. He revolutionized our concept of prayer, and he simplified our concept of prayer. And he said, it's as simple as just channeling energy through the prayer to the recipient of that prayer, be it a healing prayer or any other kind of prayer. And he gave us a very dynamic method of prayer, which everyone, man, woman, and child, if they so choose, can use in a very potent manner. So I'm now going to ask my wife, Alison, to take the microphone and lead us all those listening who wish to join in a prayer for peace, freedom, and healing in the Ukraine conflict. It's my pleasure to welcome Alison Lawrence back to the Spiritual Freedom Show.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. And let us take this opportunity to do something practical. And this is an opportunity for us all to tune in together at one and the same time. And we're creating a chain of light around the world from wherever you are tuning in. And this power will go out. It will have an effect on the mind belt. I will be leading you in a prayer, a special prayer today for this terrible situation. But let us start by preparing ourselves. Let us become still with the hands face downwards on the knees. And let us use our powers of visualization and bring down from above the head a brilliant white light. See and feel this scintillating essence flowing down through the brain, vibrating every cell of the brain, and then bring this down through the neck and shoulders and into the heart center. And now I will guide you in another very special mystic practice, which is the practice of the violet flame. And to do this, let us visualize a brilliant violet fire coming up from the very center of the earth. The earth, of course, being a great living being. And let us see and feel this flowing upwards through and around the body and aura, right the way above the top of the head. And let us visualize ourselves in this column of pure violet transmuting fire. Now let us raise our hands in prayer with the palms facing forwards, level with the shoulders. And as I say this prayer, visualize white light flowing down through the arms, out through the palms of the hands, and out through the heart center as well. O wondrous God, that which is behind all things, we raise our hearts and minds to you now in prayer, in these desperate times of conflict in Russia and Ukraine, with the threat of nuclear war. Use us as channels this day. Allow thy vibrant, healing, uplifting power to flow unrestricted through us, so that this divine energy may imbue that region with this much needed energy. We pray that the light of God will help to raise all those who have turned away from divinity, who have lost sight of the golden spark within, so that they may be inspired to turn back to the path of spirituality and brotherhood, which will bring peace and harmony to that region. May thy healing radiance help all those who are the victims in this conflict and act as a soothing balm upon them in their suffering. We also pray that all peacekeeping efforts may be strengthened in the resolve to bring an end to war and death and injury, and allow the golden rays of peace and upliftment to shine through the dark clouds of misery and suffering that have engulfed Russia and Ukraine. May God's gentle radiance shine its golden beams upon that region. We thank thee for the opportunity to help our world in this way, and we ask, O wondrous God, that thy will be done this day. Let us conclude this practice, and the prayer is a practice, with the sealing mudra. And to do that, brush the right palm over the left palm away from you once only, and this cuts off the flow of energy and should always be done. Thank you all.
Well, thank you so much, Alison, for that beautiful prayer. And I do hope that those of you who did join in experienced love energy. And I want to say again, it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs or whether you believe in a divine creator or what name you use for that divine creator. You can, through prayer, channel wonderful energy, love energy to the world, and at this particular time, to the conflict which is now raging. And I hope that some of you will have experienced that love energy, will have actually felt it as you did so, because this isn't a theory. It's not an academic concept. It's a real living thing, a force. In fact, we'd love, and I know our producer, Darren, would love to hear from you if you did experience something. And in a moment, I'm going to invite him to tell you where you can send your comments, because also that will encourage others. Others perhaps who've never done this, but are thinking of doing it, or maybe only did it for the first time and haven't yet felt that power. And by the way, if you didn't, if you keep practicing, you will. You can hold me to that. Richard Lawrence, Spiritual Freedom Show, hold me to that. If you really do try and you keep at it, you will feel this power. So we're going to hear, as I say, from Darren shortly as he reads out and shares one or two comments or questions with us. But before I do that, may I suggest this? If you appreciated that prayer Alison led us in there and you want to join in with it again in the coming days, in this particularly tragic situation that's going on, you can return to this podcast. You can scroll straight to the prayer as often as you're able to and join in with it. It will make a difference. It really will. You know you can prove that because it's been proved through personal healing to work, even absent healing to work. It's something that numerous people have sensed. And if it works on an individual, it must work on a group The only difference is you won't know exactly who you've helped. But when you do that prayer, perhaps you'll scroll through and do it later today or tomorrow, you might save the life of somebody in Ukraine. You don't know, you won't know, but it can only do good. It adds to what they used to call the summum bonum. If you speak Latin, unlike me, you'll know that. But it adds to the compound, if you like, of human salvation. Now, let me introduce Darren Ball to the show as he comes on every week to share something he's chosen for this Ukraine conflict special. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Richard. And thanks, Alison, for demonstrating what we're talking about here today. Now, to everybody listening, if you'd like to find out more about dynamic prayer, you can visit our website. That's aetherius.org/prayer. That's aetherius.org/prayer. And you can also visit our site for more information about the nine freedoms, which Richard introduced there earlier today. I'd also like to invite everybody listening to check out our online World Healing Services, which we broadcast almost daily from 12blessings.org. You can look up our schedule of upcoming services, which we are now doing for peace, freedom, and healing in the Ukraine conflict. So tune in. It's so simple, as you just heard there, to raise your hands and to send out this love energy together. And this is the way that you can do it with like-minded people from all over the world. In fact, almost 40 different countries right now. We had a service just last night, Richard, as you know, with more than 160 people or so that rallied together to help in this crisis.
Fantastic.
Using, you know, this love energy that we're talking about today.
So that's great. And, you know, Darren, what's so great about those online services, and it's great that 160, that's a very large figure, really, to join in just purely to send out love energy, prayer energy, if you like, to the world, is to see where they come from. And, you know, we have them, you're able to track, aren't you, the various countries where people join in. Some of them you might not expect, you know, not there's anything wrong with the countries, but you might not expect them to be joining in. They might be in anywhere. And it's not just America and Britain and Europe. And,
that's right.
You know, it could be, I don't know, Jamaica, it could be Iran, it could be all kinds of parts of the world. And we love having people from every country. We want people from America and Britain, but it's wonderful to have people from, I don't know, Brazil and all over the world coming together. That too is a karmic manipulation to send out love energy.
Yeah, I'm always kind of moved, actually, you know, when I look at the list of countries of where people are tuning in from. Mm. And you just kind of imagine this sort of like torch of spiritual truth, you know, being carried around the world. And, you know, all sorts of places you may never imagine that, you know, that people would have heard about the 12 blessings yet. And yet here they are participating online, part of this spiritual force for global transformation that we're creating here.
And they're not alone, because they're at that moment, they might be the only person in their country joining in, but they're joined with these 160 people, or whatever the number is, as one during that particular service.
Yeah, I often used to think about it as like almost like a unique honor in history to be the first person in a particular country, you know, who's been able to do the 12 blessings there and even to participate like this with
Indeed.
Other people. So,
yeah.
You know, just before I pick up a question here, as you said, Richard, we'd love to hear about any experiences that anyone listening may have had today, any comments or questions you have following the show. So do write to us. That's spiritualfreedom@richardlawrence.co.uk. I do try to share at least one every week. And of course, we'd love to be able to share yours too. And as Richard said, it does inspire others as well. I think it goes without saying, of course, Richard, that people feel a sense of worry, unrest, sadness even, I'd say, about this whole conflict situation that we're focused on here today.
Yeah.
As you've expressed, but also confusion, I think, about the part that they can play in response, if there's any part to play. And I think what we're talking about here is there is a part. But we had this question here from someone new to our online World Healing Services. And so they said this: may I ask a spiritual question? I don't understand why God needs us to do these blessings, referring there to the 12 blessings. Why does our part matter? Surely this unlimited loving power of God doesn't need our input and blesses everyone anyway.
Yeah, it's a very good question. Richard. No, it's a very good question. And of course, it's obvious that God does need us, because obviously if God was a loving power and he sorted everything out for us, then you'd have no war, you'd have no problems, but you'd also have no experience. We would be robbed of the greatest, I think in the 12 blessings called the greatest gift of man or even God to man, namely experience. And that's why, that's the answer. It's to do with karma and it's to do with experience. We have to master this ourselves. You know, we are the product through the lives of our own thoughts and actions. If it was all God doing everything, then as I say, it would be a perfect world, but we would virtually be robots. It would be meaningless. Have meaning, we have to do it ourselves. And God does need us to bring about it. It's not a he or a she. It can be called Brahma, by the way. It can be called by various names. It's divine will, if you want to use that phrase. It's divine will, which we talk about quite often on the Spiritual Freedom Show. Do listen to them, is to return back to God again. But again, to quote the 12 blessings, as conscious gods, we will have gained a certain experience. I think in there, Darren, is the answer. It's a very deep question, actually, the further you go into it.
Very deep question. I think just in that theme of mastering experience, Dr. King talked often about the spiritual energy crisis and mastering spiritual energy. And I wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about what he meant by that. What does he mean by this crisis?
Yeah, but I certainly will. But just before I do, an aphorism of Dr. King comes to mind in answer to the previous questions, which is that miracles are not performed by God for man, but by man for God. I think that's a brilliant aphorism or saying, and it says it all, and it really, it makes the apparent contradictions, I think, in some churches. It clears up that confusion. It's down to us. We have to do it, and we have to do it for God. We're not sitting here waiting for God to do it for us. Yes, the spiritual energy crisis is something Dr. King identified. It's really at the cornerstone of the existence of the society he founded, the Aetherius Society, that spiritual energy is the answer. And if that's solved, all the other crises in the world must also be solved. Because if you look at it this way, energy, spiritual energy, love energy, if you like, is at its height above mind. It's above all thought. So it must filter down through the lower aspects. If a change of consciousness is brought about, among people, certainly not most people, I'm sure, but those people behind the Russians, maybe, who are behind this invasion. I don't wish to mention names on this show. I don't want to sully the show by mentioning their particular names, but individuals and interests, and there's always financial interests in these things, sad to say. If consciousness changes, let's take another world problem. Starvation, poverty. It's a disgrace, the distribution of wealth on this planet. And it's because there are certain people who are, their hearts are hardened to suffering, to poverty. They just think about themselves. They want to make sure they've got the yacht, but they haven't got the jet, and so on. And they've only got 5 cars. They've only got 3 homes. And they're not concerned about people starving in the streets from poverty. But if they change, if their consciousness changes through love energy filtering down through mind, they won't want people to be starving. They won't want to be sitting at a banquet while other people can't feed their children because of love energy. It's a force as strong as that. It can stop war. It can heal disease. It's unlimited in what it can do. And another way of putting that is the spiritual energy crisis. There's a lack of spiritual energy in the world. If there was sufficient spiritual energy, if we send it out, if we channel it through a prayer like the one Alison led us in today, or indeed through the 12 blessings, which is a wonderful practice, then that energy crisis starts to get more into balance, and then change must come to the world.
Very inspiring about the role that we can play if we're using this energy, how we can start to transform the consciousness, raise the consciousness of humanity as a whole.
Yeah.
The other aspect you mentioned there was about karma. And I wondered, why it matters from a karmic point of view that people play this part. How does it change the karma of the situation?
Everything has karma. An individual has their own karma. And that's what people tend to focus on. And they also don't understand karma. We've explained this many times on the Spiritual Freedom Show. It's not about punishment and reward. It's about gaining experiences that we need. And if you like, there is a reward, which is spiritual advancement, which is why we are here, actually, ultimately, to advance spiritually back to God. But as well as individual karma, there's group karma. So there's karma of Ukraine, there's karma of Russia, there's karma of Europe, and the most important one of all, world karma. So one individual doing the right thing to a degree must change the karma of the world. A thousand people doing the right thing must change the karma of the world. 160 people joining and doing the right thing must change the karma of the world to some degree, to a greater degree than we think, probably. And then, because world karma is improved, conditions improve at every level. And so we are, as Dr. King used to put it, manipulating karma. Yes, we're manipulating our own karma. It is good for us. There's nothing wrong in knowing that. If you pray for others, you don't do it for this reason, but you must benefit yourself, because there's a kind of modern saying, what goes around comes around. You might put it this way, as you sow, so shall you reap. I think that's very well known. This must work. And it as it works for an individual, so it works for a world.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talked about that, but the that there's also something that we benefit from as well in terms of our karma. And I think you know, we talked about sending out this love energy. And maybe you could talk for a moment about, you know, what happens to us as well when we send this out to the world.
Yes, that again is a big one. And we are risen. We are changed. We are starting to awaken. If you join in the prayer, and please do, and I may invite you again to come back, scroll back, skip through me if you want to, and go straight to the prayer and join in with it. And as you channel the love energy through you, and you will start to feel this, it will awaken your higher psychic centers, which must lead to greater psychic powers, greater intuition. You know, just say this, and then we'll have to go to the closing remarks. But let me say this, you know, the dark forces, and there must be dark forces behind this, perhaps dark forces we don't even know the names of. There always are when something like a war of this nature breaks out. And even if they had psychic powers, they won't have something even more valuable than that. And that is the true intuition, because the true intuition is connected to our higher self. It's connected to conscience. It's connected to that, what they used to call it, the still small voice within. And so as we pray, another thing that will happen, as we send out love energy, because we're awakening our higher faculties, we will hear our intuition in a much more pronounced way. We'll have a greater contact with our higher selves. Thank you so much, Darren, for those questions and comments. And, you know, we do thank those who send them in. We really do. We love getting them, and we read them all. And actually, some of the questions Darren doesn't tell me till the show, so that it's a spontaneous response. And also the comments you put up, they're very, very welcome. So thanks to Darren, who, as I had said before, is crucial to the Spiritual Freedom Show. And thank you all for listening to this Ukraine conflict special. And thanks for those who joined in with Alison's beautiful prayer for helping the world by doing so. As we witness the appalling events in Eastern Europe, let's remember again these very few words, just a few seconds, delivered by Mars Sector 6 through Dr. King. So, Darren, would you please play the same extract again that we heard earlier so that we can take it deep within our consciousness?
Love is the transmuter of war. It is the creator of peace.
This gives us hope, doesn't it? And it's not a hope based on empty promise, but something as real as reality itself, namely love and energy. Let's send it out as we've never sent it out before, and know that as we do so, we're helping to build peace. Whether it comes today, tomorrow, or at some point in the future, we are helping to build it, because all life is energy, and there's only really one energy, and that is love. So that concludes the Spiritual Freedom Show Ukraine Conflict Special. But we will end with the words we always close this show with. It's our motto, if you like. Service is the jewel in the rock of attainment.